Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin's live convention coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com from the convention floor in Philadelphia. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil J, good morning. Do y'all realize history was made yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, but what's interesting is you talk to a lot of people here in Philadelphia. Folks are so like, yeah, okay. And I'm going, no. This is real. Pakistan, the UK, the Philippines, Taiwan, even Liberia have all had female presidents. And then for us to witness the first major party nominee, a woman leading a presidential ticket, was actually stunning. And it was just, and so it happened yesterday, and cheers erupted across the room. And of course, we also had big speakers last night, and the big dog was the prime attraction, that is former President Bill Clinton. And the bottom line is, he told the audience that the real one is his wife.
Life in the real world is complicated and real change is hard. And a lot of people even think it's boring. Good for you, because earlier today, you nominated the real one.
I remember, of course, it was then Senator Obama who talked about hope and change, but it was Bill Clinton who said that Hillary Clinton is the best change maker.
When I was president, I worked hard to give you more peace and shared prosperity, to give you an America where nobody is invisible or counted out. But for this time, Hillary is uniquely qualified to seize the opportunities and reduce the risk we face. And she is still the best darn change maker I have ever known.
Speaking of change maker, the first black attorney general in United States history, former AG Eric Holder spoke. And I tell you, Tom, he was walking around here, no tie on, chilling and relaxing like he was back at the, back on the beach in Barbados. I was like, brother, at least make it look like you're trying to be official. Here was Holder speaking.
I've seen that she has the skills to serve as commander in chief and the strength to lead our already great nation in this hour of challenge and consequence. Now, did you hear what I just said? Already great nation. Donald, did you hear me? Already great nation.
And of course, our sister from Louisiana, who is now the interim DNC chair, Donna Brazile, took to the microphone as well, firing the delegates up.
You got a champion, kids who are living in poverty. You got a champion, kids who need hope. You got a champion. As long as she's in charge, we're never going back. And that's why I'm with her.
Yeah.
And then she did a second line off the stage.
Yes, she did. Represent.
They got the memes all over social media. But Tom, one of the absolute most emotional moments ever at one of these conventions, when the mothers of the movement took to the stage, the mom of Sandra Bland, Sabrina Fulton, Michael Brown, and others. And they were on the stage, but also in the audience were mothers who've lost their kids, not just to police violence, but to violence. Here, mothers of the movement speaking to the delegates.
She knows that when a young black life is cut short, it's not just a loss. It's a personal loss. It's a national loss. What a blessing tonight to be standing here so that Sandy can still speak. Amen. Through her mama.
And of course, when that happened, Tom, the delegates were chanting, say their names. And so it was extremely emotional. Tears were, people were crying all over the floor. And speaking of tears, that's also what happened when this took place.
Madam Chair, I move that the convention suspend the procedural rules. I move that all votes cast by delegates be reflected in the official record, and I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
And imagine how it felt for Congressman John Lewis, who 8 years ago said this in Denver. He then, 8 years later, says this in Philadelphia.
She will fight for us all.
with her heart, her soul, and her mind. My fellow Democrats, I am pleased to second the nomination of Hillary Clinton as the party candidate for the President of the United States. Thank
you. So, you know, Tom, of course, I think a lot of people, you know, with Obama being president 8 years ago, seeing female CEOs, folks who are like, well, you know, we're sort of used to this. But I must say, I don't care who you are, to stand there and witness a woman leading a major presidential ticket. We have to thank the late Shirley Chisholm, of course, 1972, who threw her hat in a ring, unbought and unbossed. Somewhere she's smiling in heaven this morning.
I think she and Fannie Lou Hamer are smiling this morning, Roland, and I'm just wondering, tomorrow night, will the name of Shirley Chisholm be mentioned?
Well, you're right. In fact, when Hillary Clinton, when she secured the nomination and she gave that speech in Brooklyn, I was hoping that would actually come up, and it didn't. And so I certainly hope it comes up. I talked to Congresswoman Yvette Clark afterwards, and her mother was with her. Her mother knew Shirley Chisholm and her husband, and she talked about them as well. And so, and it was very interesting, Tom and Jay, to see the age gap there, where you saw the women in the room who were 60 plus and how their reaction was different than a lot of the women who were under 40 years old. And so it was just very interesting there, because if you're a woman who's 60, 70, and even 80, I mean, you were part of those fights and those battles, because it was only 100 years ago a woman actually got the right to vote in this country. You know, with black women, it took the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act for that to happen as well. And so history certainly made here yesterday. Lots of tears, and expect tonight thunderous applause. We'll see how long it lasts as when President Barack Obama steps to the stage to address the delegates here in Philadelphia.
All right, Roland, one last thing before you get out of here. How the after parties?
Brother, they got me working till 1 o'clock in the morning, and being here at 7, I ain't gone to a single after party.
No. So what?
You know I'm swole. you know I'm swole. Because Mayor Kasim Reed had one Monday, couldn't go. BET party was last night. Bob Johnson got one. I ain't broke the ascot out at all. I'm going to have to get in somebody's ascot. Democrats, I need y'all to finish early so I can go to a damn party. Not one, Tom. I got invitations left and right. I ain't gone to nothing.
Roland's convention coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com.